Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. The following is a presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, welcome to Bulldogs Live. For the next 2 hours, we're talking Georgia athletics. Bulldogs Live is brought to you by Piedmont Healthcare, the official healthcare provider for the Georgia Bulldogs. Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit Northside.com. And by Dos Equis. Cheer on your favorite team with a Dos Equis. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. Another big week ahead for the Bulldogs. We are here each Monday night during basketball season to talk about the Dogs and to take your questions via social media. So if you have a question for the coach, send it to any of UGA's social media platforms with the hashtag AskCoachCrean, and we could use your question here on the show. Bulldogs news this past week, Georgia's football team closed out its season on New Year's Day with that come-from-behind fourth-quarter rally to beat previously unbeaten and eighth-ranked Cincinnati 24-21 in the Peach Bowl. Sophomore walk-on place kicker Jack Podlesny was the game's offensive MVP. He had 3 field goals, including the game-winning kick from 53 yards out with 2 seconds remaining in the game. Bulldogs linebacker Azeez Ojulari was the defensive MVP with 3 sacks, a forced fumble, and a safety, which came on the game's final play. On Saturday, Ojulari announced his plans to give up his remaining eligibility to enter the NFL draft. Now with the attention back on basketball, the Bulldogs will go on the road for the first time this season. On Wednesday, the Bulldogs will play at LSU, and on Saturday, the Dogs will be at Arkansas. Back-to-back road trips for the Bulldogs, who lost their first game of the season last Wednesday night in their SEC opener with Mississippi State. They'll try to get it right on the road with Wednesday's game starting at 7 o'clock. We'll join you at 6:35 with pregame coverage here on the Bulldogs Sports Network. Thanks for joining us tonight, Coach Tom Crean, and your questions are coming up next. This is Bulldogs Live, and we're back after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Save on your natural and organic favorites and more. Just buy 5 or more participating items now and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Northside Hospital reminds you to stay safe and stay healthy during the pandemic. It's easy to do a few simple things every day. Wash your hands frequently and disinfect hard surfaces in your home. Don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Always wear a mask in public and wash your hands before and after removing your mask. And if you're in a crowded place, stay at least 6 feet apart from others. For more information and CDC safety guidelines, go to northside.com/COVID-19.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is clean and safe for players every game at Stegman Coliseum. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com.
At Community Coffee, we've been making great-tasting coffee for over 100 years. But what makes us different isn't just how long we've been around. It's how far we're willing to go in pursuit of the perfect cup. We select only the finest beans, and use over four generations of family roasting experience to give you the richest, most delicious coffee around. Find Community Coffee at your local grocery store or visit communitycoffee.com to order some today.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
And welcome back to Bulldogs Live with Georgia basketball head coach Tom Crean. Glad to have you along tonight as we get into the new year. And coach, first of all, happy new year to you and
you
your family and the whole team. And hopefully everything's well in the program right now.
Yeah, it is. We've definitely worked extremely hard at improving since Wednesday night, and we took Friday off, and we're actually off today because we have the game Wednesday and Saturday both on the road, and yet even though we're in Christmas break, you still have to take a day off. So they deserved it. We went hard Saturday and Sunday. We went hard Thursday, and we had a lot to get done and a lot to focus on, and I think we did.
What were some of the things you wanted to work on after the Mississippi State game last week?
Layups. Finishing. Yeah, no, literally layups. We might have spent close to an hour in driving with layups. Heavy balls, through contact, without contact, other side of the rim, working weak hand. We got to get that emphasis back. We missed 13 layups in that game. We missed 15 layups in the Northeastern game. And there's contact. I mean, we're not right. Missing dead layups. I don't mean that at all. But we've got to finish, right? We're not a big, strong team, so we've got to finish. We've got to shot fake better. We've got to go up and get fouled, but we've got to go up and finish the layup. And so we've spent a lot of time on that. We've really tried to work harder on our offense, getting our spacing and movement better, getting our guys to understand. We were 4-of-4 in the Mississippi State game when we passed the ball 5 or more times. It's pretty good math. The rest of the math, not so good, right? And we've got to do a much better job of that. It's balanced scoring. It's not about coming out and dribbling the ball. It's not about looking for the first shot that's there, first open shot that's there. It's about getting great shots. And the more the ball moves, the more the cutting, especially in this league because of the length and because of the way they really – everybody sees the length at the rim, but it's the elbow defense. It's how good they are inside those slots and elbows. And that's where you constantly got to move people. And for us to do that and for us to get our cutting game going and for us to get inside-out threes – much more like we did in the second half of that game, we've got to have better cutting. We've got to have better ball movement. So that a lot on the offensive end. Certainly we spent a lot of time shooting the ball, rebounding the ball defensively, building different parts of our defense, putting in the game plan over the weekend for LSU, and transition defense, you know, so many different things. But there's a ton of room for us to get better. And we've worked really hard at that, knowing that we've got two tough games coming up on the road this week, and we're going to have to be our execution and lack of turnovers and connectedness defensively and toughness on the glass and ball movement and body movement offensively are going to be paramount. Plus, we really want to run, but so do these other teams. So we've got to do a great job of getting back.
Well, you can go back to the layups for a second. What's the secret when you're getting contact against a big strong team like we saw last week in Mississippi State? What's the secret to muscling that ball up and having success?
Well, first and foremost, for our guards especially, don't try to score on them, right? We have we call it an ice, you know, where we get behind the board, we drive it, right? We're big on getting to the other side of the board or other side of the rim when we score. We got too many guys trying to take it up on the first side. And that's not good in normal situations, let alone when you're at a disadvantage size-wise. So getting to the other side, keeping the dribble alive. But in answer to your question, it's how quick and powerful can you get that ball from the shoulder to the rim, keeping your eyes up, finishing through your eyes. Hard layups, Mike. Go hard off the board, right? And don't try to shoot a finesse layup. It's almost like you're pounding it off that backboard. And we're a big backboard team, and we got away from that a little bit. And we're not a floater, pull-up team. We're not a pull-up team, right? That's not what we do. We don't shoot off balance pull-ups, and we're going to have to sub if we do that because that's not how we want to play. But pull-ups are one thing, off balance pull-ups are another, and we've just got to. We scoring shouldn't have been as hard as it was the other night. The ball needed to move better, and in the second half it did, and hence we scored a lot more points and were a lot more effective. But layup-wise, you got to go up and you got to go through the contact, and you got to go straight up, and you got to embrace the contact, and you can't let it turn your body in, right? You can't. I don't want to say wilt. You got to go straight up, right? You got to have good hip, core, shoulder strength, extension. Go up and go through it. And when you get hit, don't drop your eyes. Keep your eyes on the board. Finish it through. We always say you score through your shoulders, you finish with your eyes.
And you can't wait for the whistle either.
No. You got to.
I mean, because a lot of times that whistle's not going to blow.
No, but absolutely. But you also got to look.
Should have.
You got to look for it and time up, and you got to go up and you got to pump fake people, right, and take the contact and go to the foul line. That's part of it as well.
Georgia on the road, as Tom pointed out, LSU Wednesday, and then Arkansas on Saturday. So it's a back-to-back trips away from home for the first time this season. We'll talk a little bit about that with Coach and get to your questions as well. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean is the best way to get your questions to us via social media. You can send them in on any of Georgia's social platforms with that hashtag Ask Coach Crean, and we'll use them here on the show on Monday night. And Dog Nation, there's a unique chance to get your face inside Stegman Coliseum. Good Lord knows we need lots of faces in there for the 21 season.
We need more faces.
Let's get some more faces by going to GeorgiaDogs.com/Bulldog Cutouts to create your very own Bulldog Cutout. It's easy to upload photos and customize cutouts for you and your family and all of your friends. And your cutouts will be visibly placed within the crowd at Stegman for men's and women's basketball and gymnastics home events. And all the proceeds will go to the COVID-19 Athletics Fund to support UGA student athletes. Visit GeorgiaDogs.com/Bulldog Cutouts for more details. And go Dogs. And come on back. We've got your questions for Coach Tom Crean as we continue with Bulldogs Live right after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Core Power is the official protein drink of Georgia basketball. Fueled by 26 grams of high-quality protein, your workout will never go to waste. Work hard, recover harder with Core Power. The official protein drink of Georgia basketball.
Hey, Dog fans. Coach Kirby Smart here. Do you have a game plan for flu season? Get ahead of the competition by getting a flu shot at Piedmont. It's the smart thing to do. Stop by any Piedmont primary care, quick care, or urgent care location and stay healthy all season long. Visit Piedmont.org/UGA to learn more and book online. Piedmont Healthcare, more ways to better.
Atlanta, you can tailgate from anywhere with Dos Equis because nothing can stop college football's oldest tradition, drinking beer. Dos Equis, official beer sponsor of the college football playoff. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas White Plains, New York. Copyright 2020.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Now more than ever, it's important to support our local businesses, whether it's your favorite pizza place or your neighborhood barber. That's why I'm a proud member of Georgia's Own Credit Union. Georgia's Own has been serving our local community for more than 85 years. Whether they are saving you money on a checking account or credit card, or supporting the people, places, and teams that we've grown to love, Georgia's Own can't be beat. To learn more, visit their website at georgiasown.org. I'm Chuck Dowdle, and I'm one of Georgia's Own.
If you thought you saw the last of the double cheeseburger pizza from Papa John's, think again. Because it's back again. And now, they're debuting the sequel as a papadilla. A quarter pound of beef, zesty burger sauce, and pickles on crispy flatbread crust. Again, one more time. Get a large double cheeseburger pizza for just $12. Or a new double cheeseburger papadilla for $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Again. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
This is Bulldogs Live with Georgia basketball head coach Tom Crean. The Dogs on the road this week. Wednesday night is the next game for Georgia. The Dogs will be in Baton Rouge to play the LSU Tigers. It's a 7 o'clock Eastern time contest. We'll be on the air with you at 6:35 to start our courtside countdown show. And we hope you can join us on Wednesday. And then the Dogs will head to Fayetteville on Saturday to take on Arkansas. Are you guys coming back home?
We are coming back, yes. Yes. Yeah.
That's one thing I wanted to ask you. We haven't been on the road in the virus era yet. What's changing for you guys as far as your road trips?
Well, I think quite a bit. Certainly, who can travel? Unfortunately, you know how that works sometimes. We'll do two buses on the road. I think that's very, very important that we're spaced there. Our contact tracing continues to be something that we monitor throughout the day, every day, without a doubt. We've got to do an even better job of it there. And our rooming situation will be set up the right way. I mean, we've learned some things from football. We've learned some things certainly from Ron Corson and how they've done things, and we'll try to apply that. But it'll be different, right? It'll be different right away off the bat. I mean, and I said make sure we pack extra masks. You know, it's like uniforms. You got to make sure you have extra everything. But it'll be different. But I'm looking forward to seeing a confident group. And the teams that have the best bench energy, the teams that have the most camaraderie and things like that. In a world like this right now where home games and road games are not that far apart from one another because of the crowds, it's really, really important that we bring that. So it's going to be completely different for us. There's no doubt about it. And different for me outside of our home in Florida and my home here. Since we got back from Nashville on March 11th, I've not stayed anywhere else, right? So it's going to be – I was thinking about
bizarre,
that today.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I was thinking about that today. So it's going to be different, right? It's going to be different. So we just got to adjust and deal with it and be excited about playing basketball. So
well, and that's it's a tough place to start on Wednesday at LSU, and that's going to our first question tonight.
Sure.
Hashtag Ask Coach Crean. This is from Nick in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Wants to know what the Dogs need to do to beat LSU.
Well, I think they've got tremendous length. They've got four guys that are scoring a lot of points for them. They have a tremendous freshman scorer, Cameron Thomas.
Yeah, he's a machine, isn't he?
He is. He's scoring efficiently, effectively, scoring off the catch, scoring off the dribble, getting to the rim. We got to do a great job there. Trendon Watford is playing much more point forward. He's scoring from the elbow. He's scoring from the post. He's driving it. He's making some threes. He's effective in transition. Darius Days is really shooting the ball well. In a catch-and-shoot situation from three and pick-and-pops and spacing. He's done a very good job there. He really, really works on the glass. He scores down around the bucket off drop-offs and some post-ups and a lot of offensive rebounds. And Javonte Smart has been there. You know, he's a bona fide guy in this league. So, but they have other guys. I mean, so it's much more than just that. But we've got to do a really, really good job of making the scoring tougher. We got to do a great job in transition defense. You can't give them a lot of live ball turnovers with their athleticism and length. And we've got to do a much better job of talking, being connected, and knowing what we're trying to do game plan-wise than what we did against Mississippi State. Like I told our team, it was almost like we've already been on the road. You know, playing that game, it seemed like a road game with the way we played and how quiet we were. And we just can't play that way, no matter where we're at. And we've got to go to LSU, and we've got to learn some lessons from them.
I'm sure you've emphasized that point.
Yeah, just a bit.
Since last Wednesday.
Yeah, just a bit.
let's grab another question. Let's see. Drew in Athens, what have you enjoyed most about coaching in the SEC?
It's competition. It's great competition. I enjoy the preparation of it. You know, I've coached in some great leagues, and so you're matching wits most nights with guys that are really, really good at what they do. They've got bona fide systems. There's a lot of really good players in this league. There's a lot of running in this league, and you've got to figure out, especially with a team like ours, how to deal with the length that people have. But I think all the way around, I enjoy it.
I mean, is there really a lot of time for enjoyment of it?
It's such a
challenge to compete in this league and in the leagues you've coached in previously.
Absolutely. You don't spend much time thinking about that. I do know
it's
that
like,
there's...
I'm having a lot of fun.
No, there's none of that. I do know there's a good spot that I got some pizza at last time at LSU.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. It was some bar restaurant that had a walk-up window, and I got a couple of slices of pizza. I'm really hoping they're open. So really hoping they're open. So other than that, I didn't do much in Baton Rouge. That our hotel was downtown, so you could get outside a little bit. If you didn't get outside, I mean, you'd go crazy. And so I try to do that for sure. But no, there's not a lot of sightseeing or any of that type of stuff, as you know. So you just go and you stay locked into your team and your film and getting ready and try to have as many answers as you can possibly have for the questions that are coming up that night.
Well, it's Georgia and LSU Wednesday, 7 o'clock Eastern time, 6:35 airtime here on the Bulldog Sports Network. And we hope you can join us for Bulldogs basketball all season long, not just Wednesday, but throughout the season. We're just getting started here in the Southeastern Conference. Dog fans, at the UGA Bookstore, you'll find the best selection from the biggest brands like Nike, Peter Millar, Johnny O, Vineyard Vines, 47 Brand, and Southern Tide. And the UGA Bookstore, at the UGA Bookstore, rather, there's something for every Bulldog fan. It's located next to the Tate Student Center, open 7 days a week. And remember, you can always shop online 24/7 at UGABookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where the dogs shop. Stay with us. More questions for Coach Tom Crean on Bulldogs Live as we continue right after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Core Power is the official protein drink of Georgia basketball. Fueled by 26 grams of high-quality protein, your workout will never go to waste. Work hard, recover harder with Core Power. The official protein drink of Georgia basketball.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right now, you can save on large avocados. They're rich and creamy, and you can pick them up for just 99 cents each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Atlanta, you can tailgate from anywhere with Dos Equis, because nothing can stop college football's oldest tradition, drinking beer. Dos Equis, official beer sponsor of the college football playoff. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. Copyright 2020.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
This holiday season, hurry into the Road Home sales event and conquer any terrain on your trip back with the remarkably versatile BMW X3, the spacious BMW X5, or the iconic 3 Series. This year, don't just take the road home, truly experience it in the ultimate driving machine. Hurry into the BMW Road Home sales event for exceptional offers today.
Take advantage of our holiday credit today. Visit BMWATL.com for details. Go Dawgs! At Subway Restaurants, deals are delicious. And right now, you can choose from two great deals on delicious meals. Get a 6-inch cold-cut combo, spicy Italian, or Black Forest ham, plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $6. Or choose a 6-inch chicken and bacon ranch melt, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, or steak and cheese, plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $7. Either way, you get a great deal on a delicious meal, only at Subway Restaurants. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras, plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Dogs on the road, back-to-back games this week. LSU Wednesday in Baton Rouge, Arkansas and Fayetteville on Saturday. Welcome back to Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And thanks for sending in your questions, too. Hashtag AskCoachCrean is the best way to get them to us via social media. Just attach that hashtag with your question at any of the Bulldog social media platforms, and we'll put the questions together for the coach here on Monday night. Like this question from Paul in Albany, Georgia. Coach, he wants to know, how do you improve game anxiety and shooting issues?
Well, I think that's a huge aspect of where we are, because the missing of the shots is creating the anxiety. And we need to relax and shoot the ball, but we need to get the ball in through the paint, inside out. Be ready to the ball coming up to us, right? Especially from down in the wings and corners, stepping in, knocking it down with confidence. And I tell these guys all the time, don't hunt shots. You know, when you hunt shots, they rarely go in. Don't think about shooting. Don't think about scoring. Be ready to play, move, make a teammate better, move without the ball. The ball finds energy. Be ready to shoot, knock it down. Don't think about it, because we need to make shots. There's no doubt about that. We've got to make threes, and we've got to make them more consistently. I think another big thing is getting guys lost in the game is a term I like to use. And, you know, there's a lot of movement. It's not as much, okay, you go here, you go there. There's a lot of cutting and movement, and all of a sudden there's P.J. Horn on the other side of the floor, and all of a sudden now he's back on the other side of the floor. And same thing with Sevier or Justin, whoever it is. Just keep the game moving and get shots that way. And I think that's a big part of it for us. But we've got to talk more, right? I mean, we just have to talk more. And I say this all the time to the team. Defense is like exclamation points, right? Like it's like a one word, two word, three word. But in offense, man, it's like you're having a conversation, right? It's bullet points. It's you're communicating with one another. And you just gotta call things out. You gotta talk. There's gotta be, you know, good freedom there, like the way that we practice. And a lot of times that helps the anxiety. The more you're concerned about your teammate and the more you're not living in your own feelings, thinking about yourself, the better it is. But I'm here to tell you, it's been there for a long time in college sports, really in pro sports, and it's certainly there now. And I think helping guys get over that is one of the keys to the game. But at the same time, you know, keeping them relaxed, being ready, but you can't be careless, right? We can't come out and be careless and try to throw this pass that's not there, shoot a shot with a guy standing right in on us, or I haven't shot or touched the ball, so now I got to shoot it. You know, that's immaturity. We can't have that. And we've got to keep getting better with that ball move. Like I said, five or more passes. We were 4-4 the other night with a couple of threes.
When you're talking, does that communication, is it just normal communication, or do you have to speak in some sort of code so the other guy doesn't know what you're doing and figure out what your play is?
No, I don't know. I don't worry about that as much. I mean, they might know the call, but there's so much movement in our offense. You know, we're not very much of a one or two option team, right? There's a lot of movement in it. And so I don't worry about that as much. It's just quick. You're moving. You know, you're not overthinking by over-talking. It's just free flow, right? You're flowing in it and keeping the space. And we're still struggling with our cutting as far as making them scoring cuts. We're still struggling with being ready to shoot. We still have guys that don't grasp the spacing that we want to play with the NBA line. And too many times, because we're overthinking, because it's not as much about thinking about the offense, it's thinking about our offense, right? Our own offense. And that's where it becomes a problem. That's where it becomes a problem. And we can't do that. We've got to have much more flow to this.
You mentioned the NBA line for threes. Is there a specific spot on the floor where you would prefer to see our guys shoot? Because there's a lot of guys taking 25, 26 footers. I got to think that's not real high percentage shot.
It depends on where it is. We
would be a little bit closer to the
line,
right?
Yeah, a little bit. But like the slot area? As long as we're stepping in, right? As long as we're stepping in and it's in rhythm. And I think that's important. We've got some guys that are pretty good in the corners. But that slot area between the foul line and the wing,
right?
That area is big for us. The high wing area is an area we call the snake. The snake area, I mean, that's just our terms. That's a good area for us. But what we don't want to do is take challenge shots. But no, we want some range. But we just want to step in and knock it down.
We saw how good PJ can be the other night. Sure. Against Mississippi State. He had 5 threes, his mm-hmm. best night shooting a three in his career.
Is that right?
5 threes, yeah. Was his career high, and he ended up with 21 points and shot the ball very well for us.
I didn't realize that was his career high. I just know I'd never recruited a guy that went from making 1 3 as a sophomore to 45 threes as a junior.
That's a great story, isn't
it? It's unbelievable. And so I tell him he's going to make 90 to 100 this year. So. We've got to keep doing that.
Well, hopefully,
we got to get into the foul line too. It's not just about his 3-point shooting. It's about his cutting, driving. Eventually, it's going to be about the driving. It's mid-range. It's spacing for threes, getting on the offensive glass, post-ups, those type of things.
Well, the Dogs will have another opportunity Wednesday night against LSU, 7 o'clock Eastern time for the Bulldogs and the Tigers in Baton Rouge. And Dog fans, be sure to subscribe to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast. You'll receive exclusive on-demand audio content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. You'll get things like press conferences, Bulldogs Live, this show, throwback game broadcast, and lots more. You can subscribe and download the podcast today. Also, be sure to check out the new Shock and Ship podcast that's hosted by DJ Shockley and Wes Blankenship. Shock and Ship podcast, you can find them on the website at GeorgiaDogs.com. Be sure to check it out. Your questions for Coach Tom Crean will continue as we step into a timeout for just a second. Back for more Bulldogs Live after this on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Atlanta, you can tailgate from anywhere with Dos Equis, because nothing can stop college football's oldest tradition, drinking beer. Dos Equis, official beer sponsor of the college football playoff. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas White Plains, New York. Copyright 2020.
These days I'm spending a lot more time at home, which means I need ways to easily control my comfort. And here's an insider tip. If you're a Georgia Power residential customer, you may be eligible for up to a $75 instant rebate on a Spark thermostat. Here's how. Georgia Power's online marketplace features thermostats from brands like Google Nest, Honeywell, and Ecobee, as well as a variety of LEDs and smart home products like smart speakers, Wi-Fi routers, indoor cameras, and more. Just visit the site and start shopping. Shop now at GeorgiaPowerMarketplace.com.
Atlanta, you can tailgate from anywhere with Dos Equis, because nothing can stop college football's oldest tradition, drinking beer. Dos Equis, official beer sponsor of the college football playoff. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas White Plains, New York. Copyright 2020.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance was created in 1959 to provide financial protection for farmers and rural communities. Over the years, it has grown to protect all Georgians through affordable home, auto, and life insurance, helping Georgia build a strong agriculture industry and keeping the promises we made to our members. Our agents and members stand together for the values that make Georgia special: faith, family, and community. We stand together. We stand for you.
We are a Farm Bureau.
Get ready for tip-off at the UGA Bookstore, featuring the best Bulldogs gifts and apparel. Shop all the great brands at the UGA Bookstore like Nike, Tommy Bahama, Vineyard Vines, and Southern Tide. The UGA Bookstore is the exclusive home of the UGA 10 collection by Peter Millar. The UGA Bookstore in the heart of campus next to the Tate Student Center. Shop online 24/7 at UGABookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where dogs shop.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Coach Tom Crean is here taking your questions tonight. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean is how you get them to us. And then we turn around and ask the coach. And let's ask one from Paul in Wrigleyville, Illinois. He wants to know, Coach, have you enjoyed having Coach McClain back on your staff?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. He's an outstanding coach, and I loved working with him when we were together at Indiana. We had a great friendship long before that, and it's just fantastic having him here. He's made a huge difference for me, for everybody on the staff, for everybody on the team, and he's just got, you know, he does a fantastic job. I mean, we talk all the time. Talk during games, talk during practice. He helps me, helps the coaches, like I said. He certainly helps the team. And he is totally committed to getting better, getting the team better and winning. That's what's just so great about him.
How difficult is it in the coaching business to relocate like that immediately? You're a head coach, and then, you know, maybe you don't get a head coaching job after that. You're an assistant coach, and you want to be a head coach again and all of that stuff. What is that dynamic like?
Well, we've been through it twice now because they left. Well, they had been assistant at Colorado for a couple of years when they came with us at Indiana. But it was a little different this year because they didn't move here as a family. His wife, Kim, didn't move here immediately until they sold their home in Chicago. Their son, Dylan, goes to Indiana. And so Steve was here, and he couldn't come here right away, obviously, you know, with everything going on with the pandemic, because we weren't in the offices. So it would have been probably faster in a normal year, but obviously it wasn't a normal year. But I think it's hard, but I think they're used to it. I think coaches' families, like my daughter, my wife, she moved, I think, 16, 17 times.
Wow.
When she was a young person, right, with her family, with the Harbaughs. I mean, she just.
That's the coaching business.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
So I think that's where the wives don't get nearly, and families don't get nearly enough credit. But it's hard. I mean, it's hard. That's why you've got to find environments where there's a commitment from the administration, where there's a commitment from the people that you work with, because these are two-way streets, right? And you want to feel you're connected to that so that you come in and you're really working at a good pace. And that's what we feel fortunate with here at Georgia, where people understand, like, hey, we're all trying to get to the same place in this. And that I think when you have that, it makes it that much easier for everybody to get locked in, to get settled in, and to move forward.
It's almost like a military life in some ways.
Probably in some ways.
Being moved around from place to place. Tell us about the rest of your staff. You added a couple of new people to your staff recently.
Yeah, this has been fantastic. We added, first and foremost, Michael Curry, who's from the state of Georgia, played college basketball in Georgia, played in the NBA for 11 years. Truly, truly a self-made man, self-made NBA player. I mean, in the sense of going over to C's, being in the G or CBA when it was the CBA, working his way into an 11 years in the NBA as a player. And the longest contract he had was a five-year. He had a five-year, a two-year, and everything else was a one-year. So he understands survival.
Yeah.
Head coach in the NBA with the Detroit Pistons, assistant coach in the NBA with the Pistons and the Philadelphia 76ers. Head coach at Florida Atlantic University, worked in the NBA office for a couple of years, was the Players Association president, I believe, for 4 years while he played, was a huge part of a lot of different things that came in at that point in time, the G League, the drug testing program, a lot of those things that are very prevalent in the NBA now. He was a huge part of the formulation of those. And then Tim Dather is a guy that was with me for 4 years as a manager and 2 years as a graduate assistant in Indiana, and was unbelievable, just fantastic. It was like having another coach on the staff then, especially when he was a graduate assistant. And then he went on into the NBA. He was with the LA Clippers for 1 year as a video intern, got offered the head job there for video, but also got offered the head job with the Indiana Pacers. And he went back to the Indiana Pacers as the head video coordinator and also became the player development leader with the Pacers. So he spent 4 years with them. They had a coaching change. He wasn't asked to stay by the new coach, even though I think there were many people in that organization would hope that he would have been, but he wasn't, and their loss was our gain. I don't think we'll have him long, but he's doing a fantastic job. So you add those two to what we have with Chad Dollar and John Linehan and Jake Thielen and Brian Fish, and it's been a very good staff.
Yeah, that's a good chemistry there among all you guys.
Yeah, Sean Hayes, our great strength conditioning coach, Lance Schumann, our trainer, you know, Heather McCormick running our administration here. I mean, it's just been very good.
It's a good team, yep. Unit. Thanks for your questions tonight. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean for Coach Tom Crean here on Bulldogs Live. And dog fans, don't forget to tune in this Sunday night at midnight, WSB TV Channel 2, to catch the all-new series Georgia All Access. New weekly episodes will provide updates and in-depth coverage on a variety of Georgia Bulldogs teams. That's Georgia All Access, Sunday at midnight, WSB TV Channel 2, or anytime next week on demand at GeorgiaDogs.com. We'll come back for more of your questions for Coach Crean right after this on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Northside Hospital reminds you to stay safe and stay healthy during the pandemic. It's easy to do a few simple things every day. Wash your hands frequently and disinfect hard surfaces in your home. Don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Always wear a mask in public and wash your hands before and after removing your mask. And if you're in a crowded place, stay at least 6 feet apart from others. For more information and CDC safety guidelines, go to northside.com/COVID-19.
Every Georgia fan knows that playing at home is an advantage, but when you're ready for a home, the competition can be fierce. A verified approval letter from Rocket Mortgage can help. It tells sellers that your offer is good, helping your bid compete with cash buyers and giving you an edge in the home buying market. So, when your finances need a home field advantage, Rocket can. Get started at rocketmortgage.com. Rocket Mortgage, proud mortgage partner of Georgia Athletics.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and unless consumeraccess.org number 3030.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is clean and safe for players every game at Stegman Coliseum. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Coach Tom Crean is here taking your questions. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean. That's how you send them right to us. The Dogs are on the road twice this week. LSU Wednesday at Arkansas on Saturday. Sharon in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, sent in this question. Coach, what's been your message this week as you head into those first SEC games on the road?
Well, first and foremost, we've got to get better, and it starts with being tougher and understanding eliminating as much as you can of what caused you to lose, right? And missing layups, not running the offense, not getting hands up on shooters, and not talking defensively. Those things, you're never going to win when you're doing those types of things. And so we had to get better at those things and really emphasize them again. It's not like we don't, but you've almost got to have put a re-emphasis in it. But I thought our lack of communication in the first half was out of character for us. And I think what we've got to do is we're much better in the second half, but we've got to do a much better job throughout the game. I thought we had great practices leading up into it and things of that nature. But that's been the biggest thing. And then just stay totally true to what we've got to do to get better.
Steven in Wheaton, Illinois, sent this one in. What advice would you give to a high school student trying to play at a college program?
Well, I think first and foremost, can you get on the floor for your team and defend? Can you rebound? All right. Can you pass the ball? If you can shoot the ball, you're going to get attention. There's no doubt about it. I think guys underestimate awareness, body language. I've said communication 50 times tonight, but they underestimate that.
It's important.
As well. Yeah, it is. But body language and awareness, right? Maybe you're not the greatest athlete, but if you can see the floor, if you can not get back cut, if you can challenge shots, if you can be fundamentally sound, you got a chance. Now, if you're athletic and you can do that, then it becomes a lot more in your favor. But the bottom line is you've got to have something that people look at and say, okay, this person's really, really unique in that way. And a lot of times it can be your toughness, your hustle, your awareness, and then you add on, okay, he makes shots. He can deliver the ball without turning it over. He's athletic enough to run both ends. He can guard the ball. You know, those are the types of things that make it happen. They really do. And when you play that way and you impact winning, now you become that much more valuable. And it's really no different in high school than it is for what people are looking at in the NBA. Certainly there's going to be people that are just drafting on potential. I mean, that's part of it because there's so many young players. But when you see older players getting drafted in the NBA and making those rosters, they're bringing a toughness, they're bringing an awareness, they're bringing an intelligence, they're bringing some skill. They pick things up fast. They make their teammates better. You know, they're physically strong. You know, I think those are the kind of things that you can control best that you can. And the more that you can do that, the more opportunity you give yourself.
Certainly at this level, coaches are looking for players for a lot of different reasons. But is scoring always the first attention grabber, or can it be something else?
Scoring, shooting to me, scoring is important. There's no doubt about that. How do you score? Are you a volume shooter? Are you an off-balance shooter? Do you take bad shots? Do you just see the rim and you don't see your teammates? Like, you better feel really good about their character, their awareness, things like that, to get a lot of that out of somebody. Because people that are one-dimensional and just want to score and don't know how to make their teammates better, they're not that hard to guard, right? They're really not that hard to guard unless they are really, really special, special athletic scorers. But no question you got to be able to score, right? But you got to be able to help people score. And you've got to have the potential. And this comes in with your intent and your will, right? Your intent to defend, the will to defend, even when you don't have the skill or the technique yet to defend. You've got to have that intent. You've got to have that will. And if that's there, then there's potential. And when you have potential and the work ethic is strong and the character is strong and you see that level of awareness in them. And then for me, there's a lot of things that you may not be the most athletic yet, but we've got to see the upside of your athletic potential. You know, when you see that, then I think it becomes that much more crystal clear for you that person's going to be a good player.
Steven in Illinois, thanks for your question tonight. Appreciate that. Thanks to Coach Crean for a good definitive answer there, too, for you. Hopefully that helps you out a little bit. We've got more time for your questions and Coach Crean right after this timeout. This is Bulldogs Live with the coach. I'm back in a moment on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Core Power's the official protein drink of Georgia basketball. Fueled by 26 grams of high-quality protein, your workout will never go to waste. Work hard, recover harder with Core Power. The official protein drink of Georgia basketball.
Atlanta, you can tailgate from anywhere with Dos Equis because nothing can stop college football's oldest tradition, drinking beer. Dos Equis, official beer sponsor of the college football playoff. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas White Plains, New York. Copyright 2020.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Across the Northside Hospital system, our surgeons have decades of experience with routine and complex surgeries. Today, Northside leads the Southeast in innovative procedures. Since 2005, we've performed nearly 40,000 robotic surgeries. Our board-certified surgeons are acclaimed for non-invasive techniques. Their confidence and compassion await you at Northside. For complex surgeries, choose the best surgeons. Learn more at northside.com.
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License, number 6578.
This is Bulldogs Live. Coach Tom Crean with us tonight. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for your questions at hashtag AskCoachCrean. Coach, we had a couple of questions about conditioning. One about Sean Hayes, who is the strength and conditioning coach for men's basketball. That question came from James in Raleigh. How is Sean Hayes a game changer? And then another one from Joseph in Mississippi. How has the physical conditioning made a difference in this year's play? Can you kind of combine those
two?
Yeah,
I think Sean Hayes has done a fantastic job. And since the pandemic hit, since we came back in this summer, we've had a strength team. And he's done a fantastic job with all that. Ryan Gearhart was a big part of that. Brian Walker's a big part of that. Rebecca, they've done a really good job of making our group better down there. And really good job. And so Sean's been a constant here. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Nick Claxton, Anthony Edwards, he's got a lot to do with why those guys are in the NBA right now. People get stronger. They're safe. He works really hard with Lance. Schumann and Jenna Heltmeyer are nutritionists on what they need to do, what they need to eat, those type of things. Sean is really, really good, and he's demanding, right? He's demanding. I mean, there's not going to be any corners cut, and he's a huge part of everything that we do. And I do think that we've got some physically stronger guys. I do think we've got some guys that do need to get much stronger, guys like Jonathan Ned, Ty McMillan, Josh Taylor, those guys have got to get a lot stronger right now for the rigors of this league. But we've also seen tremendous strides, I mean, in guys' leaping ability. I mean, Ty Fagan, we're at the end of a very long, long practice the other day, and he has a vicious right-hand dunk. You know, I mean, and that's the kind of stuff that you want to see. Justin Carr went up 6 inches in probably 2.5 to 3 months in his vertical jump since he's been here.
Wow.
You know, those are the jumps you want to see, no pun intended. But, I mean, those are the things you want to see. And so Sean and his team do a great job of that.
Georgia on the road Wednesday, LSU, and then Saturday at Arkansas. When you get to this kind of a situation, when you have to go back-to-back on the road in conference play, does your demeanor or attitude towards the team or how you're working with them change at all, or is it still just it's strictly business? We're just, you know, we just happen to have two on the road.
Well, you got to read it, and it's our first road trip, so we've got to be cognizant of that without making a big deal about it. And I just want to see this team come with really good spirit and energy. You know, that's the most important thing. And if they've got good spirit and energy, the focus will be there. And so will the toughness. But we've got to go in and we've got to go play, right? Mississippi State walked in here and they felt very comfortable the other night. We've got to do the same thing as we go to LSU and Arkansas. And I'm hoping that our seniors will provide some real leadership for us in that area and that Sevier and Tumani will do the same, right? But we don't have an overly vocal team yet. And it's got to grow up that way in a hurry. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. I think they'll be excited about it. It was a challenge, you know, especially you're coming off the bye this weekend, and now we got to go play two on the road. But it is what it is in a very unique and different year. So let's go do it.
All right, and we'll get a chance to do it Wednesday night. Georgia and LSU, the Tigers are coming off a loss to Florida. Georgia was beaten by Mississippi State last week, so you got two teams that want to win on Wednesday night, and we certainly hope it's the Bulldogs. Coach, thanks for your time, and we'll see you. Well, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. We won't see you because we won't be there with you, unfortunately.
Oh, you're not there?
No, we're in the bunker.
Wow.
We don't. You talked about travel earlier. We don't get to travel.
Well, I knew you didn't get to travel with us, which is, you know, that's a challenge. I'm hopeful when that day comes back. The trip, but you won't be at the game either way?
We'll call it. We'll work it, but we'll be at a remote location.
Back here?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't even realize that.
Well, thank you for your time tonight, and thanks to everybody for all their questions. And, Coach, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
I'm looking forward to when you're on those buses and planes with us again.
Yes, as are we. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, we got another hour of Bulldogs Live coming up right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!